Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know we bring these prophetic headlines to you, and what is God's news behind the news? But I want to encourage you that our Lord still sits in the center of all creation. He allows things to happen. Things don't sneak up on God. And what we're talking about, what we're seeing take place in the world right now, that it is the fulfillment of end time prophecies taking place. I just want to encourage you. The question we want to ask at first, you know, is Thanksgiving? You know, they're talking about, you know, we had this attack on Paris, France, with this major act of war, the president of France said, with terrorists coming in. Will America experience a terrorist attack in the Thanksgiving holidays? Well, let's take a look at what Eric Stockelbach has to say about that.
A female suicide bomber blew herself up in Paris today as police closed in. Meanwhile, ISIS has threatened to attack Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of concern that terrorists will try to strike the United States during the upcoming holidays. Here with more on escalating ISIS concerns since the Paris attack is CBN News terrorism analyst Eric Stackelbeck. Well, the hunt is on for members of the terrorist cell in France, Eric. Clearly, there are more terrorists out there. How likely is another attack in France?
It's highly likely for a few reasons, Lurie, and I hate to say that, but number one, look, if you still have members of this cell, suspects on the ground, on the loose, basically, they could be feeling a sense of desperation right now. If they feel their time is short, that they're possibly ready to be arrested, they may want to carry something out in the short window of time they have left. That's number one. Number two, remember, some 1,500 French citizens have left their homes there, gone to Iraq and Syria to join ISIS. And now the trickle home is going on, Lurie. We're seeing more and more of these battle-tested jihadis return to European countries like France. So not only in the short term is France in danger of attacks, but in the long term, as this trickle of foreign fighters continues to return home.
Well, what about here in the United States? How serious is the threat of terrorism from ISIS as Thanksgiving travel ramps up?
Extremely serious, Lurie. Look, and it's not just me saying it. If you listen to Obama administration officials, you have the director of the FBI, James Comey, saying there are 900 cases right now active into ISIS-related activity in all 50 states. So that's some serious stuff, and that's an Obama administration official saying it. And yes, with the holiday shopping season, Lurie, look, Thanksgiving, obviously, Black Friday, huge shopping day, right? The Christmas shopping season coming. These are, unfortunately, prime targets, shopping malls, soft targets with innocent people there just going about their business. These are absolutely prime targets, symbolic with Christmas, a Christian holiday, obviously symbolic for ISIS to strike then.
Well, Eric, a lot of people were really surprised in the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks that President Obama said there's really no need to change the U.S. strategy in the fight against ISIS. What's your response to that?
Well, I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong on this and many other issues when it comes to national security, foreign policy, and in particular the Middle East, Lurie. Look, if you look at our strategy, by the way, President Obama said several times, as recently as several months ago, that we don't have a strategy yet. Now, apparently, we do. What that strategy is hasn't really been clearly defined beyond limited U.S. airstrikes. So we have the French, for instance, after last Friday's horrific attacks, France bombing major targets in Raqqa, Syria. Raqqa is basically ISIS's capital, the capital of their caliphate. Why aren't we doing that? Why hasn't the United States taking out these jihadi training camps in Raqqa, these ISIS strongholds there? Why is Syria doing it? France doing it? Why is Russia doing it? We are the leader of the free world. Why are we not leading the way in the fight against ISIS? That's a question President Obama can't answer. And frankly, Lurie, he hasn't even defined the strategy, which is no surprise because he can't define the enemy. Jihadism, radical Islam. It's really easy. We need to say it if we want to defeat it.
Well, there's also renewed concern, very serious concern now over the migrants and refugees trying to come to the United States from Syria and Iraq. Do you think we have a sufficient vetting process to weed out potential terrorists from the mix?
I don't, Lurie. Look, better than Europe, where the open borders issue there is insane, quite frankly. But here in the U.S., again, I'll cite Obama administration officials. Number one, FBI Director James Comey said, yeah, it's going to be tough to vet all of these folks coming into the United States from Syria and other jihadi hotbeds. The FBI director, again, saying that. And the Department of Homeland Security Chief, Jay Johnson, said recently, yes, it's going to be difficult to vet all of these folks coming in. So when Obama administration officials are saying that, I think we need to have cause for concern. And two things here, Lori. Number one, the sheer volume of refugees. Europe, obviously, hundreds of thousands flooding the borders of Europe. But here in the U.S., 10,000 in 2016, but President Obama's looking to up that number to 100,000 coming in 2017 and beyond. So it's a major wave. This isn't just a trickle. It's a large group of people. The larger the group, obviously, Lori, the harder to vet. And number two, they're coming from war zones like Syria, which are obviously jihadi hotbeds. But look, these are war zones. Do they have proper identification? How can you vet them? How can you look into their track record, their past, if they really don't have any documentation? It's an open question.
Well, Eric, it's just so disturbing that many of the ISIS fighters, and as you mentioned, even the terrorists in Paris, were actually born or grew up in the West. Is the United States doing anything to counter the radicalization of Muslims already living in our country?
Not enough, Lori. Look, the House Homeland Security Committee, not far from where I'm sitting here in Washington, released a report back in September saying that our government is not doing enough to stem the flow of people who are becoming radicalized and going overseas to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Now, the Obama administration has a program called Countering Violent Extremism. They won't use the term radical Islam. They only call it violent extremism. And what they're doing, Lori, is they're going to different hot spots, places like Minneapolis, New York City, Columbus, Ohio, of all places, Boston, where we've had terror cells busted. And they're going there and they're trying to network and do outreach with the Muslim leaders there. But in my view, Lori, and I've reported on this on CBN News, our outreach efforts to the Muslim community here in the United States, we're targeting the wrong people. Many times we're targeting imams and mosques with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. There are genuinely moderate Muslims here in the U.S., but unfortunately, the folks that the Obama administration is bringing to the table are radical Islamists themselves.
Well, thanks, Eric, for updating us on so many different aspects of the terrorism issue as it stands today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Lori. Sure thing.
I want to encourage you, you know, as a Christian, just to walk faithful in God and just live your life and don't live in terror. There's no reason to be, you know, terrified about these things that are happening in the face of the earth, but they're authentic. They're really happening. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Kamal Saleem Mukum Ministries that had made a statement that said the Border Patrol told them that over 450,000 radical jihadists have already come into America.
Kamal Saleem, we had him on VFN-TV, with Coombe Ministries. He was speaking at Morningstar Ministries, and he was talking about what he was told by the Border Patrol, how many people came over our borders illegally, as some people are running off and says, illegally, I'm talking about illegally. You'll be really surprised what they told him. This is Kamal Saleem.
And for those who don't know about Kamal Saleem, his background is...
Yeah, he was a former radical jihadist who came to America to receive his inheritance. By the way, that's what you would think about as a radical jihadist, that we were going to be servant to him and he was going to take over. All of our stuff was his stuff. He got in a car accident and got injured, and Christian doctors and nurses took care of him. They brought them into his house, their house, loved on him, gave him a car, keys to a car, and just blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes home and he begins to say, you know, I've got to ask, you know, Muhammad, what this, you know, Allah talk to
Help
me.
Help me out here.
And he said he heard nothing. But then he prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God answered him and he gave his life to God. And now this, and we need to know, to understand this, that as Christians, we're called to share the love of God and the message of the gospel with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared it not with words, but with deeds. Francis Assisi says what?
He says, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
That'd be so much better, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Oh.
And won a radical jihadist to the Lord by loving on him and meeting his needs, specific needs where he was. And it just confronted him with everything. And so no matter who comes to our country, whether we go there as a missionary or where they come here, and we're still missionaries mm-hmm. for God, loving on them just like they did Kamal. But listen to Kamal, what he heard. So who would know better? But he's talking to the Border Patrol, and we're talking about 900 investigations going on, limited number amount of people that are FBI agents right now to be able to do the background checks. And people are coming, this orchestrated effort we'll talk about hopefully today about the biometric identifier, that there's a reason why this stuff is going on. But listen to how many radical jihadists he says the Border Patrol told him that's in America. Listen up.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Today, America is in grave danger. He says, why? I mean, who would know better than a radical jihadist himself?
Former.
He says, specifically the church. Isn't it interesting when you watch what ISIS, when they go into a place, they come against Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
They come against Christians, crucifying, beheading, ripping down crosses. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And this former radical jihadist, who's now saved, and I mean, he is a lover of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's amazing how I mean, just as excited as he was for Muhammad Islam, once he met God through his son Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I mean, he's authentic, he's real, and he's awesome.
Modern day Paul.
So they talk about 900 investigations, but based on what, this is 5 years ago, 450,000 have come across our borders. And I think about, you know, in your neighborhood in New York, New Jersey, you know, just every day walking the dog and these different things to find out that one of your neighbors, right?
Yeah, who knew? Just not even 5 minutes from the house that they were arrested because they had plans to do damage, some sort of terrorist act at a JFK airport, and arrested, and nobody even knew.
And it's like a sleeper cell.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's sort of like, you know, people that it's waiting to be activated. And the activation comes, it doesn't have to come through some sort of system, but they're saying some of the reports about with France and the terrorists, they were communicating possibly through some gaming system.
Yes.
You know, so all PS3s are out, Xboxes are out.
Yeah,
get rid of anything like that. I mean, obviously. Just joking, maybe. I don't know. It all appears in what the Lord has shown me. I know this from what the Lord has told me, and may it not happen. But when I finally shared it, because, you know, the American church, we're sort of like, it's a spiritual meaning. It never means nothing physically.
Of course not.
You're not really getting your head cut off. It's just a spiritual feeling right now. You know, it's a spiritual thing. And it's like, no, there's physical things that take place. And Hurricane Katrina was a physical encounter with 17-foot waves. Pounding Waveland. It was an authentic thing. But the Lord has shown me physical attacks. He's shown me this in a night vision, you know, America being physically attacked, a battle on our grounds. And our naval power is just, you know, he's shown me the naval power, and several other prophetic friends of mine shown them, you know, being the naval power. And I think about John Paul Jackson. One of the headlines he saw was, you know, where was the Navy in the context of this thing? So here I am. I'm finally going to go. I'm going to just say it. You know, this is, you know, we say more now than we used to say. And I'm going to say there's going to be a physical battle in America. It's going to be a physical battle. And and so when I go to say it, and you're fixing to hear it happen, it's happened over BFN radio, that as soon as I said it, I mean, as soon as I said it, the Lord confirmed it. I mean, as I was saying the statement for the second time in the county that VFN TV Studios is in, there was a power outage that went over the entire county. It's a huge county. in parts of the county, from the southern parts to the northern parts, the fiber optic system went down. And as soon as I said, you'll hear me going, do we have is the battery backup going on? Why? Because all the power went out. Our studios has generators and all that kind of stuff. But the lights went out in the studio. I mean, think about it. As soon as I said, okay, I'm going to release this prophetic word, you know, here it is. It's going to be a physical attack. I mean, instantly the power gets blown out. And I'm thinking, like, this is it.
This is it.
Listen now. This is taking place. This is December the 11th, 2013, when I'm releasing this word. But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen. You can check the papers, and we think we have this available on the VFN Torch, that it's recorded that a power outage hit. As soon as I said that, a physical, actual power outage hit. It went all the way from the Perdido area of Escambia County that we're in, all the way up into the Cantoma areas and the fiber optic system, you know, for internet activity and all that. That got hit at the very same moment. So when you heard me pause, we're in the dark at that moment. And you think about what I was feeling like. I was like, here it goes. I'm fixing. This is it. You know, and every time we give these words, you never know. We'll be treated like Jeremiah. We'll you know, the religious folks attack you when you say what the Lord is impressing on your heart to say, and you're not treated too well sometimes. No. I don't know what that is. And so think about it. That's what happened. And so I think the Lord was really confirming that word and saying, you know, this is going to happen. And it's going to be a physical attack, and it's going to be on our borders. It's going to be somehow in our Navy situation, you know, our naval, our air, you know, our air capabilities and these different things that we're seeing. And we just need to prepare for that. You know, there's people who want to harm America. A great harvest is going to come during that time. I think a great revival is going to come. But the shock and the awe, David Wilkerson said, the thing that's going to hit, he's with the Lord now, but he said it's going to hit, it's going to be so difficult and so hard, zigzag like it was for David, you know, King David, that even the most holiest person, which would not be, that wouldn't be us, is going to be the wind knocked out of them and going to be just so broken over what takes place. And but know this, when he came out of zigzag, that difficult time, God restored everything. But there's that time we have to prepare ourselves for. So if you haven't yet prepared yourself, you know, you need to sign up for the VFN Torch newsletter and get prudent preparation. You can do it online. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. Sign up for the newsletter. It'll come to you in your email once a week, but also you'll get prudent preparation, a message about being prepared for these type of things. It'll come to you in your email, and you can watch it, listen to it right away. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.